All right, y'all, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Hashtag CB99 Talks. I'm Combo Breaker 99. I got a special guest in the house. I got the number one head buster, Josette Cotton. Going to be returning to the Octagon December 17th. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, she's going to be running it back against Kayla Harrison. First off, I just got to ask you, Josette, how did this come about? Like, what was the whole process? Because I saw on your Instagram that you kind of called her out. Like, did they reach out to you? Or was it vice versa?
Well, pretty much they I had lost my phone, and when I got it back on, I got several notifications and people at me on Twitter under her little post she had put on Twitter talking about she's looking for a fight at 150. Anybody contact her manager, blah blah blah. So took it upon myself to make sure that they knew that I wanted that fight, and you know, they actually wasn't looking very hard if they were, you know, literally trying to find a fight, because they know I answer all calls, sign all contracts.
Oh, okay. So having faced Kayla Harrison before, you know, just going right into it, like, have you been like keeping up with her? Have you been watching some of her recent fights and just been kind of saying, oh man, like, I can really kind of capitalize off some of the things that maybe you didn't weren't able to the first go round?
Oh no. I watched her fights, and you know, it's nothing unusual that I've seen. Nothing that I need to capitalize on. I did is the best I could, being I had one leg. So with that being said, you know, somebody with two legs would definitely you know, perform you know, differently. So I'm just ready to do what I would have done the first time. So. As far as capitalizing and doing anything different, no, I wouldn't have did anything different than having one leg. But having two legs, you guys will see the difference with 100% Josette.
Oh, okay. So throughout the past few weeks, has anything really been different for you as far as training? I know, like, we're kind of on that the tail end of, like, the pandemic, but – have you had any, like, trouble getting up with your team or anything like that, or going to the gym to train?
I think that's everybody. They're around limiting people in the gym, limited roll time. A couple of my gyms, you know, you have to actually clock in for spots, you know, register for spots if there's something open, you know. So, you know, in that aspect, other than that, you know, I'm from the street, so I go straight to my garage. We'll get it in. There's no, if there's something to be done, there's, to me, in my mind, there's nothing that can stop us. So whether it's rolling in the house, in the fucking living room, TV room, or we out in the garage. So, you know, I make a way out of no way. If I want to get something done, then, you know, I don't allow anything of this world to stop me from doing what I need to do.
Okay, sounds good. So just in case you wanted to shout out your gym, like, what gym do you train out of right now? Any partners?
Right now I'm training with MindStar Fitness, Kurt Badani's kickboxing and Muay Thai. And I'm also boxing at Punch Fitness here in Omaha. I'm doing karate and kung fu out of Master Bridges Academy. You know, there's things to take from all the coaches that I have, and that's, you know, what makes them special. And so what I see in them that makes them special as individuals and individual teams is what capitalizes and makes me the great fighter that I am. So every gym that I go to, I take, you know, I take something with me, and I there's something different, and you know, all coaches are different, which all of my coaches are, but they also bring something to me, and they also all bring something out of me differently. So with that, I wouldn't choose to be in, you know, just one gym and try to say, hey, you know, this is my home gym. Where my coaches are, that is, you know, home for me. Those different styles and those different things that make martial arts, you know, one of the great sports that it is, and being, having to be able to do everything, and, you know, not having to be able to do anything, but the opportunity to be able to learn so many different things and so many different arts is, you know, what I take pride in learning. And, you know, it's with Muay Thai and kickboxing, you know the big difference. So having two different coaches for those and teach you, you know, one teaching you just boxing and kickboxing, and then somebody else is showing you knees and clinches and stuff. It sit different with you when you lead a gym with it, either coach, you know. And with that, I enjoy going to my different things and learning my different aspects. It's just like school, science, English, math. You need all of these to, you know, graduate, or, you know. So with that, I look at it like that. And and my teammates as well, you know, just like your teammates, your heavyweights, your little guys and everybody, they make you fight different. So with that, you know, I enjoy, you know, learning and that specific art and what my coach is doing to, you know, polish me up in my skills. So it's amazing being able to go to so many different gyms and take and learn and, you know, apply that in the gyms and, you know, to be able to see the difference. It's like, yep, coach taught me that. Yep, coach taught me that. Yep. And, you know, they know when they looking like, yeah, I know they look like, yeah, I taught her that shit. So, you know, I enjoy, you know, being where I am and having all the teammates that I have.
Cool. Any specific people that you work with now that you want to give a shout out that you feel like really gave you a lot of help in this camp and also probably
with the short notice? Yes. Mm-hmm. Ashton Coniglia is one of my teammates. My coach, Joe Butler, Sean Westbrook is going to be cornering me. Pretty much is that. I've been having just a lot of one-on-one time with my guys. Just staying, you know, sticking just with me, you know, myself, and just because I haven't really been, you know, as far as my gyms that I just spoke to you about, I haven't really did. I just kind of just once I signed that contract, just zoomed in with myself and pretty much been in the garage and just doing a lot of focus scenarios and focus drills just for me. And those guys have been there and making sure that we get everything that we need accomplished.
Okay. And if I remember correct, you had a boxing match. Was it back in the springtime? Maybe like back in March or April?
Yeah, March 7th. I made my pro debut.
And you originally came from boxing, right? Boxing background?
Yeah. I started boxing when I was 18.
Okay.
Boxing, I wanted to start karate, but, you know, couldn't do that.
Yeah, boxing was my one love. Like, that's my sport. That's where I'm die hard at. You know, I just started really getting the MMA like maybe 10 years ago, but boxing for years. But like, what made you go from boxing to mixed martial arts?
Well, it's not like how, you know, you can go fight where you want. I just could not get a boxing match at all.
Really?
And even in the amateurs, you know, I can't even have an amateur background because every time I showed up to a show, nobody would fight. You know, they looking like, oh, shit. And, you know, back then, you know, girly girl, I'm all the way gangster. They looking like, oh, no, this, you know, they looking at me like very intimidated. So I never got a chance to practice, to do my skills. You know, it was all in the gym and sparring with my boys that, you know, had upcoming fights. So, you know, it's kind of frustrating. And then one of my girlfriend now at the time was just my friend. And she had told me, like, hey, they doing MMA and they looking for girls. And I'm like, doing MMA where, right? Who's advertising this shit? Because I ain't heard of no damn Omaha MMA. She's like, girl, they've been doing it for years. I'm like, well, who's advertising this? Because they're not very good, you know? Mm-hmm. So she ended up giving me the card. And that year, I end up, you know, calling them people and getting contact with them. They point me in the direction of jiu-jitsu. A jiu-jitsu gym, I never knew what jiu-jitsu was. So, you know, right when I got that, I started working with Sean Westbrook, who's going to be cornering me when I was 23 years old. So I just started, you know, doing jiu-jitsu with him, taekwondo, and also with him, and going to the boxing gym. So I just had boxing and jiu-jitsu. So I've been solid, you know, from the beginning of this MMA game, regardless of what people think they know about me. But I definitely been doing this jiu-jitsu ever since my MMA career started, and haven't strayed away from that. So it's just something I've seen an opportunity for, and I actually see that there were women fighting, and, you know, and the guy was confident in everything he was saying. I can get you a fight. Well, I'm ready to fight. This is long overdue. I'm ready. So It was. It was within 3 months. He was like, "Well, are you ready?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah!" You know, my coaches and like, "You ain't ready." I'm like, "Boy, you ain't about to tell me what I'm ready to do. I'm ready to whoop some ass." Okay, so we end up doing that within 90 days of me practicing jiu-jitsu, and went well. And we just never stopped. We never took the breaks off. We just, you know, I try to get everything I could. You know, not that it was easy. You know, being a woman, but you know, and then doing them how I was doing them, but you know, I never took the brakes off as far as mentally, as far as me getting the fight. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight every month. You know, it was exciting. It was something that I love to do. It was finally in the realm, and it was finally happening. And you know, you know, your friends and your family coming there, and you know, I just really felt like this is it. You know, this is my avenue. This is where I'm gonna be great at, and this is where I'm gonna make a name for myself in the fight world. So I was super excited, you know, to get a, you know,
get a fight.
Yeah,
because it's like, I noticed that with boxing, like even for women, like it does seem like it's hard to get them a match sometimes. You know, women will go inactive for so long, but like, so you really were a boogie woman on this level, huh? Like people would just see you and say, no, I'm not fighting her. Wow.
And I don't blame them, you know, not that I look at people like that, but you know, When you're the best, you know, you strive for the best, but some people are just there to, you know, take part. And I've never been there to take part. I've always been there to either take over or take somebody's spot that already has something that I didn't have, you know. So I'm coming for everything.
Okay. So let me ask you this, though. Like, what was your first reaction when you hit the mats, when you did BJJ? Was it different, a humbling experience for you?
I think I was forcing a lot because I'm used to trying to be strong. My coach was like, stop fucking using all your muscles. This is hips. This is technique. This is space. So I had to kill the part of me that says I need to use all my strength. So once I started learning how to flow with things and spaces everything, then I realized I can save my muscles. And you know, it was something like, oh shit, you know, this really, I could really fuck up somebody that's like 400 pounds and really just hip toss. You know, it's like, it opened my eyes to something like, you know, something that was like, oh, okay, now this is gonna work. You know, this is working. These little girls are doing this. They're doing this to defend it. This is working. I like this jiu-jitsu shit.
Yeah, that's the one thing I noticed, like. I've never did it yet. Like, that's on my bucket list to maybe try it one day. But, like, I've seen, like, the smallest girls just submit, like, the biggest people in there. So I just, like, okay, this is a different game, you know. Are you familiar with, what's that one fighter's name? Gabby Garcia?
Yes.
I saw her get submitted by, you know, the strawweight Mackenzie Dern. And I was like, wow, okay. I see.
Yeah, I caught her out a couple of times. She was over there acting all tough with her big-headed ass. And she over there, she just was disgusting to me. She went over there and fucked that damn old lady, that old Chinese lady, man. I wanted to beat her motherfucking brakes off. But, yeah. You know, I hate when people, I can't say, I don't know exactly what I want to say, but bitch, now you know you being a bully right now, bitch. Now come over here with somebody that will give you some, bitch, and then, you know, act tough. Put your muscles up after the fight and, you know, some more shit and act like you're doing some shit, bitch. You can't be beating up on no old ladies and try to act like we respect that, bitch. Sit your ass down.
Yeah, I remember that fight. A lot of people, we were as fight fans, we weren't pleased.
Dude, I was crying. When that lady hit that ring, then she ran across the other ring. You know how many times I replayed that, dude? I was dying. Like, I don't know what in her mind said. I'm going to go that way. Okay, my bounce. I'm gonna go on the other side, but I was in tears, man. I was in tears. I'm like, she got a strategy. Something's going on. I know she's about to make something happen off this goddamn ring. Like, I was ecstatic. I did not know what to do. I almost lost my fucking mind watching that shit.
Oh man. So going back to your first fight with Kayla Harrison, like. I watched it a couple of times, and I don't know if you feel the same way, but Did you feel like that fight was stopped a little too premature?
When you looking dead at your motherfucking opponent, when you moving your motherfucking body side to side, this bitch can barely hit you. Then I don't know how much more intelligently you need to defend your motherfucking self.
Yeah.
Bro, but I wanted to whoop his motherfucking ass right after that fight. Let me tell you how much I'm into this fight. I'm about to beat your motherfucking ass.
Right, because I had to look at people's reaction and nobody was really noticing this because I see so many fights where the ref lets it go on for like
guys. Niggas getting their head bombed on the thing and trying to give him a chance to go. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you're getting hit with like 12 or 20 punches, but I maybe saw like two glances.
I counted three that brushed off even in the missile. Bitch, that's a sliding punch. Like, man, it was ridiculous. But hey, they had to do what they had to do to make that girl golden. You know what I mean? Do what you gotta do, baby. But now it ain't no more. Now she ain't in there. Now she ain't at home. She ain't under the roof of her parents. And I'm about to tear her ass up.
Well, look, that's what we're ready to see. We're ready to see this rematch. Everybody's ready to see it. So moving forward, let me ask you this too. Like, but after that fight, between then and now, was it hard to get a fight? Were you just inactive for a while because of other reasons? Or
it's always hard for me to get a fight, you know, when that came about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just sitting, you know, I hate sitting. And it's just like,
yeah,
you know, you feel like you're begging. You know what I mean? I ain't no fucking beggar. Y'all know who the fuck I am. You know what I mean? Stop allowing these bitches to act like they need fights and they want to fight people when I'm fucking sitting here. And telling y'all anybody can get it. Like anybody. There's nobody more special than anybody. Whoever fucking wants to fight, you're in my weight class. Y'all know who y'all can call. There's no, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's like they don't want to make that call. You know, people don't want to be beat. You know, people don't want to go in there and know they're about to lose a fight. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when it gets to a certain point of your life and you call yourself a fighter, you know, it's time to start taking fights, you know, and I understand, you know, matchmakers, it's fight styles and all that. So I understand why certain girls wouldn't fight me, and I understand why I wouldn't want to fight certain girls, you know. I wouldn't say I wouldn't want to, but I wouldn't be happy or be sitting around like, oh, I'm fighting Cyborg, you know, on somebody that, you know, I know is under me or, you know, that's not on my level, you know, something that I won't be, you know, but, you know, I would like the cash, you know what I mean? But it ain't something I'll be, yeah, I'm about to da 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 da. You know, I wouldn't make it like a Kayla and a Cyborg or a Nunes fight, you know, like, you know, I'm happy to be there, you know, to be in there. I'm happy she accepted the fight type thing. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, people where they talking about, you know, this person's the greatest, that person's the greatest, that's the people I need to get at, because I don't know who the fuck y'all looking at, because she's right here. The greatest is right here. She's right here. So I don't know if you guys are mistaken or, you know, somebody's confused here, but she's not the greatest because she ain't fought me. So there's no way she can be the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those things, you know, I just, you know, it sucks because we only have so many, you know what I mean? So many fight women. So, you know, we can only get, you know, it's like you get what you get. You know what I mean? You go trick or treating, you can't pick the fucking candy you want in the bowl. You just grab that fucking handful. And then, you know, you go home and hope you got a Snickers or hope you got a Reese's. So, you know, those things, you know, I, over the years with fighting and developing these things, I just stopped worrying about it. You know, I'm going to just do me. I'm a welder. I'm a mechanic. You know, I do so many other things. I just, you know, after the first 4 years of my life, I realized, you know, people are picking and choosing, organizations are picking and choosing. Then I no longer, you know, try to get my hopes up, you know, trying to prove that I'm the best. I just kept it in my head that I know who the fuck I am. And that's it, you know, no organization, no fight, no, you know, can tell me otherwise. So we know that we take every challenge as they come, and we don't duck or, you know, try to, you know, sideline ourselves for nobody. We're ready for anybody at any time. And that's just, you know, the mentality of a street nigga. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've noticed that sometimes with fighters I've been watching, like I've been keeping up with your fights, and then all of a sudden I'm like, when I don't see that person, I kind of put two and two together without talking to a fighter and saying, I don't think they're getting the fight because some people don't want to fight them. But then you see like other fighters stay active and they continue to make moves with the lesser opponent.
People, people are they confident in and they oh I can beat them. Right. You know, even if they end the thing, oh I can beat them, you know, with Josette, it's like they don't want the damage. Mm-hmm. You know. They can go in there and get Kaylin out, armbar out, or Ronda'd out. They come out easy. Oh, I got the armbar. Oh, I tap them out. Josette, I might get a little bit more damage. You know, I might take stuff that I don't want to take. You know, trauma. You know, I might motherfucking, you know, PSD somebody in that motherfucker and make them quit for real. So, you know, you never know, you know. And what those things is, you know, I understand why women don't want to fight me like Cyborg. You know what I mean? That's why I was pushing for that fight so much. Like, you know, they scared of her. Give me her. You know what I mean? You know, that's what I want. I want to match my skills to the best, you know, to who they think is the best and who I see out there is, you know, pretty much on my level. You know, you want to match yourself. You want to see where you at, you know, even though you mentally know where you at, you haven't been through the test. You know, you can't say, oh, well, my IQ is this and you ain't took an IQ test. You know what I mean? So I always try to make myself, you know, have the best dancing partner I can ever have in there. So I'm not looking like a fucking Gabby Garcia, big head ass bully.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, a lot of people on my channel, they like to see knockouts. They like to see blood. You know, I go on live stream sometimes. We talk about different divisions and we talk about the featherweight division and divisions higher than that. Like, do you feel like a lot of these organizations, they don't give the women above like 135 any shine or any love? Do you feel like they're not putting enough shine on like lightweight divisions and featherweight divisions?
I think so, because that's a big pool. Then now you're taking money away from yourself. You're taking money away from athletes that have been competing for years, that has been proven that they're great athletes, that people are following and knowing that they're great athletes. I think that they're just basically killing themselves. As far as, you know, making money and being able to promote their organization even better. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always bring this up on my channel too. Like the tough, Dana White did that tough house a while back with featherweights, and then it just kind of fizzled out. Everybody was like, man, what's going on? We wanted to see some featherweights because, you know, everybody likes to see knockouts. So we wanted to see some
action. All of those girls was fighting from 125 to 145. Like, none of them really made their 45 debut. That's why I was fucking pissed, you know. Mm-hmm. And I went out there and they chose me to stay for the week and all that, and I just was so confident they was gonna pick me. And, you know, I was funny out there. I had the whole fucking group laughing. You know, my personality is, you know, it is what it is. You know, they fooled me, but then you go with backgrounds and shit, so I know they put everything into consideration and liquor. I'm probably like, oh, we don't want to get those that drunk. All kinds of things. I don't know what the fuck they was thinking, but, you know, I just really feel like they passed up on something great. And as far as that, that's their loss, you know. And I feel like somebody's going to pick me up and they're going to then be calling, you know, and want me to do for them what I've been doing all these years. And then it's going to be, I'll give you a call. I'll let you know.
Mm. Oh, one of those situations. Yeah. So do you think that since you did have your boxing debut this year, do you think you'll kind of go back and forth since it's kind of been
back and forth? Yeah. I'm going to try to, you know, I try to open myself in every avenue. I was trying to get on that kickboxing Glory too. My homegirl, she fought in Glory. I cornered her out there. Mm-hmm. I emailed a lot of people, you know, like I said, it got to the point where I feel like I'm begging motherfuckers to fight in their shows and shit. And that's not, that don't sit well with me. Like, you know who I am. Y'all know what I do. You right. want me or not. You know what I mean? So that's where it's kind of been with me. I kind of stopped reaching out to people and stopped doing all that. Like, I stick to the women. Fighters fight. You know, we all we got. So the way I did that with Kayla, I feel like it's pretty much how I've been getting, you know, things done is, you know, putting notice on their name at the organization and getting stuff done. I mean, they can ignore you to a certain extent, and then it's like, you know, the trolls gonna troll me, they're gonna troll the organization too. What y'all waiting on? Why y'all ain't put Josette in there? So I put it out there to where I allow other people to get in their neck so I don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, what y'all waiting on? Y'all say y'all want some fighters. You know what I mean? But y'all not, you know, let me fight, you know, type of thing. So as far as doing it the right, you know, the, my usual way and sending an email. Hey, I would love to fight for you guys. Hey, I would love to get last. So, you know, I just, I cut that stuff out. It's like, it just got redundant.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, over here, like, the real fans of fights, we recognize talent. You know, that's why I say I respect you. I recognize talent. It's not about the kit, you know, putting on a character. It's, we wanted to see fights, and I know you always came to fight. So December 17th, I know you don't want to give anything away. What you going to do in there? How you going to make your statement?
I'm a put everything on it. You know what I mean? Pressure. I'm just, it's going, I'm going to be heavy. Loose, my usual loose, but it's going to be a lot of forward, a lot of pressure. She's going to get a lot of pressure. So, you know, and that's heavy hands, elbows. I didn't get to use it. I'm going to do a lot of things to her, that we can say she expects, but she has never fought. You know, we spar, we do all that, but, you know, Courtney King was the closest thing to, you know, MMA fight that she actually got to experience, and she didn't put no pressure on her like I'm going to put the pressure on. I'm talking about walking forward to where, you know, that octagon, that middle of the octagon is mine. That her back is to that gate, and, you know, I already know what she's going to do, so I just can't wait. I can't wait for a beautiful scramble. I can't wait to just take all her confidence off when I get back up to my feet, because both these legs is in the game today. And, you know, I'm just going to just do my thing, my usual thing. And just get her. I'm just going to plain get her.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we want to hear. You know, everybody's excited to see this, December 17th, Titan FC 66. And, before you go, I don't want to take up any more of your time, but before you go, you brought up greatest of all time, Clarissa Shields. What was your reaction about hearing her go to mixed martial arts?
I was super excited. You know what I mean? I was super excited because I feel like it was me. I felt like it was me from boxing world transitioning, except she isn't me. She actually is a three-time champion, the fastest that ever did it. And I'm fucking super excited for it because everything that she applied to boxing, she's going to apply to MMA, and she's going to be, you know, it's only one head buster, but she's going to be busting heads in that motherfucker, and she gonna give them girls a tough time, because once she learns jiu-jitsu, once she learns whatever she learns and she picks up, she's a very quick learner. I can already tell, I already know. I can, you know, it's just like a younger me and me in a whole different generation, and I just think, like, she's going to pick up on everything easy. I feel like her mind, we got the same birthday with Pisces. I think that her mind is exactly like mine. She's going to go home and it's just going to eat at her, and she's just going to keep repeating everything she learned in her head over and over and over to its muscle memory, and everything that she's taking from these coaches, she'll apply it. You know, I know she retains information very well. So, I mean, it's going to be an easy transition for her, very easy.
Okay, so any words of advice you want to give her right now, like Clarissa, as far as moving forward, any pointers you want to drop to her real quick?
Shit, just do you, baby, remember space, and distance with jiu-jitsu, and not, you know, trying to force things, because people give it to you. And what's in motion always stays in motion. So while they trying to slam you, you go ahead and twist their ass up. You know what I mean? There's so many times where somebody thought they were slamming me. You fake the other way and then take them the way they want you to go. And they don't realize they about to slam their damn self. You know what I mean? So just keep at everything you're doing and realizing, you know, my biggest thing is what's in motion stays in motion. You know, even though you might not be in the best position, if you keep that role, you know, just like if somebody takes you down, you know, and if you roll with that, now you on top. So I just think that, you know, just staying attentive to, you know, what's in motion stays in motion, and, you know, not giving up space as far as on the ground, which she'll be learning, all her coaches are going to teach her. She has nothing to worry about. I don't think she'll have nothing to worry about, because you're going to be training with, you know, the guys, that was my biggest thing. It's, you know, they're stronger than me, and defense was always my biggest thing. You know, that's why it's, you know, black belts and purple belts, you know, guys that still cannot tap me out, because that's one thing you learn as a female is, you know, how to defend, defend the things that people are trying to do to you. And then it makes it easier for you after, you know, and then when we're fighting somebody our size and our size, we're like, oh, okay, this is easy now. They were just heavy. You know, we are not saying heavy like a regular heavy, like somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, but somebody that actually knows what they're doing is stronger than you and heavier than you. And then it's like, oh, they're working on me. And then you transition to the, you switch people. Now you're going with a woman. You're like, okay, now I can breathe. Now I can give a little space, you know, not a lot of space, but you know what I mean? Now I can give myself, now I'm not on the defense now as much as I was before, because he can take my arm. He going to take my neck. He going, you know what I mean? So I just think that I think she's going to be great. I don't think there's just do it over and over and over. One thing I did do when I was a coach, I mean, when I was learning, is I would always do it again. Do it again. Don't be afraid to ask no fucking questions. And I'm never is. Do it again. Show me again. I would literally, when my coach is on the ground or whoever teaching what, I would literally lay like they're laying and watch them do it. So I could be doing it in my head, because I'm a doer. I got to do it. So while I'm watching them, I'm not like a visual learner, because right when you get it, do it. And then your legs, you don't know where your legs are. You kind of forget what the fuck you're doing. So I always like would lay whoever teaching the class when they're teaching, and I would go, you know, whether I was right by it, like, you know, a couple spaces back, I will be laying while my teacher's telling me in the position that he's in with the legs and doing it while they're doing it. So now when I go, hey, anybody questions? No. And I go with my partner, I know exactly what I'm doing to you know, keep doing the repetition of it.
Okay. It sounds hard for me just hearing it from the outside, but you seem like you got a high IQ on it. So you, I got to respect that, Josette. But don't want to take up any more of your time. I appreciate you coming on. Anytime you want to come back on, hey, I got fans over here that they're rooting for you. They root for you December 17th. You know,
I appreciate that. I appreciate you for taking some time out too.
Hey, no problem. Just let everybody know where they can follow you at too.
You can follow me on Instagram at Josette Cotton, or on Twitter at One Head Buster. And if I don't have enough friends, I might be able to get you guys on Facebook. It's the same as Josette Cotton. Follow my fan page, Josette Number One Head Buster, on Facebook as well.
All right, I'll post all of that here for you too as well. There you go. Do you use that Noriega song Head Buster to come out to? Do you remember that song?
No, I actually come out to Marvin Sapp, Never Could Have Made It. Oh, okay. I'm a very spiritual person. God has guided my life in so many different ways. So I want to make sure that everybody knows why and where I am and how I'm in the place that I am, wherever I am. And that's through Jesus Christ, who's my savior. So I got to put light on that every time and any time that I can, if I get that that opportunity. So. It's Marvin Sapp, baby, or I might come up and change it up with some Kirk Franklin. I don't know, but I'll probably keep it the same for now, but yep.
Definitely, I respect that. But yeah, like, every time I see you fighting, that Noriega song pop into my head, that Headbusters, so yeah.
See, I was going to come out to the Lil Jon, you know what I'm saying, with some Headbusters, but I was like, you know, everybody coming out to that rah-rah trying to be hard, like, I'm hard. Let them see, you know what I'm saying, you know, that real side of me. You know what I mean? With something that they probably won't even understand when I'm walking out. Like, what the fuck is this? So I like to fuck people up. So I thought that did when I first seen the reaction. I'm like, oh yeah, you fucking them up with that. So I kept it at that.
Hey, that's real. Hey, I respect that. Definitely throw them off. But look, again, Josette, thanks for coming on, and good luck on the 17th.
Thank you so much. You have a blessed one.
You too. Take care.
My name is the Number One Head Buster, and y'all can hear me on hashtag CB99 Talks.